President Trump's executive order envisioned marine sanctuaries off our coast shrinking by about half, with drilling, mining, and dumping taking place off our shores. In Sausalito last week, experts decried that possibility. Frances Gulland is the senior scientist at the Marine Mammal Center in Sausalito. She believes that removing protections from our coast could be devastating to the mammals that constitute her life's work. Her concern is born from lessons of the past. For example, the Deepwater Horizon blowout, which happened about 7 years ago, is still causing harm to wildlife in the Gulf and connected bays.
The bottlenose dolphins in Barataria Bay have lung disease, they have adrenal disease, their reproductive rate has dropped. So we're seeing continued impacts from a single event that killed thousands of animals but has really long-term consequences upon our environment. So we simply cannot afford to have even one single one of those events in California.
In addition to the threat of spills, Gulland identified other causes of harm to marine mammals. Hundreds of thousands die as a byproduct of fishing. Ship strikes are also deadly for incredible animals like blue whales. Marine sanctuaries don't solve these problems, but they do encourage study and collaboration between scientists and fishermen, for example. Noah Oppenheim is executive director of the Pacific Coast Federation of Fishermen's Associations. He represented fishermen on the panel last week and returned the conversation to oil and mineral extraction, which the fishermen and women he represents consider the paramount threat to their livelihoods.
We know that offshore oil and gas drilling causes oil spills, kills fish, it destroys fishing jobs. Keep it in the ground, keep it out of our ocean, keep it out of our marine sanctuaries. Catastrophic spills are virtual certainties, according to the federal government's own risk analysis. But a casual glance through the oil industry's history is proof enough. Just ask Alaskan and Gulf of Mexico fishermen who lost millions of dollars and years of opportunity because of oil spills. Ask the old-timers in Santa Barbara who were just getting their fishing operations started when the spill in 1969 took away their ability to fish. Offshore mineral development is a fish killer. It's a job killer.
Let's hear from one more expert. Brian Baird is the Coast and Ocean Program Director at the Bay Institute and the Aquarium of the Bay. His presentation focused on dollars and cents. In 2014, he said, a study found that the benefits of our California oceans to the state economy added up to $42 billion.
76% of the employment of that year was, again, recreation and tourism based on the coast. 17% was our ports and marine transportation, and a very small part with minerals. So the take-home message here is that tourism and ports are critical to this economy. Offshore oil and gas has not contributed all that much.
Representative Nancy Pelosi ended the forum with a benediction.
To minister to the needs of God's creation is an act of worship. To ignore those needs is to dishonor the God who made us. And so in the spirit of our responsibilities to the next generations, thank all of you for what you are all doing, but there's much more to be done.
I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.